Can't sleep. Try and sleep. Exhausted. Eyes hurting. Head hurts. Actually feel mentally exhausted of just too much on my plate. And I always do it. I always like end up with 7 or 8 projects bubbling away, chipping away. Today was one of the culminations of months and months and months and months of curation, narration, putting things in the right place, believing in something. And I went to the university. We sat down, proper meeting with the model of the ARC, with Christina, Derek, Jill. Oh, I'm not going to remember everybody else because I'm just so tired. But there was a whole bunch of people there. Very, very smart people. A lot more smarter than me about engineering, about sustainability, about eco, about environmental. Everything under the sun. And there was a spark in the room. There was passion in the room. And there was people who got what we were trying to do. And just waiting back on a letter from Derek to say it is something that, you know, if we can put the proposal together properly, put the right funding sources in place, that the university are keen to have it happen. They've already got lots of Code 4 and Code 6 kind of buildings on the site, so it's sort of in the same ballpark. And the whole site, well, not all the site, but a larger number of the buildings at that site were designed by Z Factory. Bill Dunstan, who designed the Living Ark itself, so it's just a natural fit. But it's just, you know, you wait and wait and wait to that day to come round, and you know, you do your ambient stuff for other people like Antenna, and then when you have somebody back it up and, you know, believe in you, and then you go and have that meeting and it goes so well that you sort of have this sort of moment of like, did that just happen? And I pretty much crashed about an hour and a half after that. Tried to do some design, head everywhere, swimming in projects and ideas and people and connections and all the things that have been going around my head for the last 6 months, and as we rapidly accelerate towards December, and it's just a lot to fucking deal with, you know. And I need to check my head. I need to check my head. I need to take a bit of time to chill out. There's so many great little things going on, but I can only do bits of them with different people. And you get carried away. And I can't get carried away. I need to focus on what's important. And that is the ARC. The next iteration of my life next year for me, my daughter. And working life around it, you know. So many great things can happen, and it can have so many ramifications for just life in general, you know. The ARC could stand for so much to so many different people, and that's what really, really excites me about that project. It's just, I believe in it, and I believe in me in that ARC doing a number of projects, from the smart grid stuff to the sensor stuff to the RFID stuff to actually living and breathing what it's like to have to charge things on an energy budget, so to speak, and how that sort of fits in with that eco environment around it. You know, the tourists that are already coming, 3,000 other people come per year to the campus to have a look at these Code 4 and Code 6 buildings, and the Eco House could be a side project to that. It's just fills me with so much hope to get things sorted out. Ugh, I need to try sleep. But just listening back to a few audio boos. CJ is in Brighton doing stuff for Baffa 10. Coming through loud and clear. Sounds great, CJ. And all power to you. It's really good to hear you booing. I'm going to try and sleep again now. Yeah.